VOR is the primary navigational aid used by civil aviation in the National Airspace System. The VOR ground station is oriented to magnetic north and transmits azimuth information to aircraft providing 360 courses to or from the VOR station. When distance measuring equipment, or DME, is installed with the VOR, it is referred to as a VOR DME and provides both azimuth and distance information. When military tactical air navigation, or TACAN, equipment is installed with the VOR, it is known as a VORTAC and provides both azimuth and distance information. The courses oriented from the station are called radials. Radials extend outward from the station like spokes from the hub of a wheel. The VOR information received by an aircraft is not influenced by aircraft attitude or heading. For example, if you go to figure 7-10, you will see an illustration of a VOR transmitter and three aircraft. The aircraft are labeled A, A1, and B. Aircraft A is located on the 360 radial. It happens to be heading south. Once aircraft A crosses over the station and continues on a southerly heading, it is now on the 180 degree magnetic radial south of the station because radials extend outward from the center of the station. Aircraft B is heading in approximately 315 degrees and it is crossing the 225 degree radial. At any point around the station, an aircraft can be located somewhere on a VOR radial. The VOR receiver measures and presents information to indicate bearing to or from the station. In addition to the navigation signals, a Morse code signal is transmitted concurrently to identify the facility, as well as voice transmissions for communication and relay of weather and other information. The VOR can also be used for air-ground communications without interference with the navigation signal. The airborne equipment which you need to receive a VOR station includes an antenna, a receiver, and an indicator instrument. The receiver has a frequency knob to select any of the frequencies between 108 and 117.95 MHz. Let's now take a look at figure 7-12. The omnibearing selector, or OBS, knob is the knob that you can rotate on the instrument. When you rotate this knob, the numbers around the dial, the course numbers, change. They rotate in a circle. By rotating the OBS knob, the course indicator marks display in the course window. You rotate the OBS knob until the desired course is selected and aligned with the course index mark. The CDI needle is the little white needle in the center of the instrument. This is a deviation needle that is hinged to move laterally across the face of the instrument. Some needles move to the left and right, and others swing left and right as though they are pivoting from the top. In either case, the needle is either centered, or it's to the left, or it's to the right. When the needle is in the center, the aircraft is on the selected radial, or on the reciprocal of the selected radial, depending on whether or not you have a to or from indication. Full-scale needle deflection from the center position to either side indicates the aircraft is 10 degrees or more off course. The outer edge of the little circle is 2 degrees off course, and each dot signifies another 2 degrees. The to-from indicator shows whether the selected course will take the aircraft to or from the station. It does not indicate whether the aircraft is heading to or from the station. When you rotate the OBS knob, the course value changes. While the number is changing and rotating, say, from north to west to south, the to-from indicator flips around. So, in a 360-degree circle, the needle will center on two different indications. One, it'll center with a to indication, and the second time it'll center is with a from indication. When it centers with the to or the from indication, each of the selected courses are the reciprocal of each other. In this indication, the needle is centered with a to indication, and the course of north, or 360 degrees, is lined up with the course index. This tells me that the aircraft, when flying a magnetic heading of north, will go to the station. This also tells me that the aircraft is located on the 180 degree radial. The reason I know that is because radials extend outward from the station. The station is ahead of me, I'm heading toward the station, I'm heading north toward the station, and I haven't crossed the station yet. Therefore, I am on the radial that extends from the center of the station south along a magnetic course of 180 degrees. I am on the 180 degree radial. The to-from indicator shows whether the selected course will take the aircraft to or from the station. Flags or other signal strength indicators indicate whether the signal is reliable or not. The device that indicates a usable or reliable signal may be a little red flag that says nav, or it may say off, and the flag will retract from view when signal strength is sufficient for reliable indications. Alternately, insufficient signal may be indicated by a blank to or from indicator. In all cases, the Morse code identifier should be listened to determine that the correct station has been selected and that the signal is reliable. Tune the VOR receiver to the appropriate frequency, turn up the audio volume, identify the signal's identifier, and then rotate the OBS to center the CDI needle and read the course under or over the course index. Let's take a look at Figure 7-14. Figure 7-14 is an excellent diagram. It explains how the VOR indications change as the position of the aircraft changes in relation to the VOR. On both these indications, the one at the top and the one at the bottom, the CDI is indicating 180 degrees. The upper indication tells me that the aircraft is located on the 360 degree radial. Why? Because radials extend outward from the station. It's telling me that in order to get to the station, I have to fly a heading of 180 degrees. That'll put me on a radial to the station, which is the 360 degree radial. As the aircraft passes over the station, the to-from indicator reverses. During the time that it reverses, it is not giving you any indication of to or from. It takes a moment to flip around. During that time, the aircraft is in a position called the zone of ambiguity, where there is no clear to or from indication, and the needle may not be centered. It'll probably be full-scale deflection to one or the other side. Once the aircraft crosses the station, the needle will regain its center position, and a to-from indicator will now flip around and read from. That tells me that the aircraft is now flying away from the station on a magnetic course of 180 degrees. This is telling me that I'm on the 180 degree radial. A rule of thumb that you can use when interpreting VORs is this. Every time the needle is centered with a from indication, the radial you are on is indicated at the course index. Every time the needle is centered with a to indication, the radial you are on is the reciprocal that is selected at the course index.